This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be worse. It could be snow. Of course, then folks would get the white Christmas they often desire, but it seems rain is going to be most of the issue for travelers on this Christmas week, especially across the South and up and down the West Coast as well. Parts of the South could get as much as 5 inches of rain today alone. Following last week's House impeachment vote against President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff is defending the commander-in-chief.
The reason this president's being impeached is because he's winning in so many ways.
That's Mark Short on Meet the Press on NBC yesterday, saying that Trump was impeached because of a Democratic fear that the president could be reelected. Short says Trump was also impeached because he is winning when it comes to taxes, the economy, military funding, and a new trade deal with China. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A suspect in a shooting that wounded 13 people in Chicago over the weekend is due in court this morning. Witnesses say it happened on the South Side early yesterday at a party celebrating the birthday of a 22-year-old man who was killed during an attempted carjacking back in April. The latest look at the price at the pump across America. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg has the latest numbers on how much it's costing you to fill up your car.
With this drop, regular grade is now $261 nationally. Mid-grade is $292 and premium is $316. Diesel fuel now averages $305 and it is down one penny over the past 2 weeks.
San Diego has the highest cost per gallon at $3.62. The lowest average price is in Houston.
Nashville police investigating after the brother of country music singer Tucker Bethard and NFL quarterback C.J. Bethard was stabbed and killed in a bar fight over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Christian magazine that called for President Trump's removal from office says it has seen three times as many people subscribe as have canceled their subscriptions since the editorial ran. That's according to Christianity Today editor Mark Galley telling MSNBC Sunday that there's been an outpouring of support amid the backlash over his editorial criticizing the president's, quote, blackened moral record. The editorial published last Thursday called on evangelicals to remember who they are and who they serve. Bill Cosby's publicist taking issue with some of Eddie Murphy's remarks, including the joke about the disgraced comedian on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. In his monologue, Murphy mentioned that he has 10 kids now, and then he recapped Cosby's fall from grace and landing in prison for rape.
But if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, you know, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail... Even I would have took that bet. I say, who is America's dad now?
Cosby's publicist calling Murphy a, quote, Hollywood slave and suggesting Murphy's career wouldn't have happened without Cosby's trailblazing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest writes in his new book, The Left Has Truly Lost Its Mind. The party out of power used to be the loyal opposition. Remember that? Well, longer. Now it's the resistance. The left, abandoning any pretense of fairness and decency, has declared political war on President Trump, waged by a stunningly broad array of militants, the Democratic Party, countless left-wing interest groups, radical academics, the liberal mainstream media, Antifa shock troops, Hollywood, and the tech oligarchs. This political war is aimed not only at conservative ideas, but also at Trump's supporters, even teenagers wearing MAGA hats. Joining us now, the number one national best-selling author, David Limbaugh, in his new book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. David, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, David, you really laid this out. I mean, we have been spending a lot of time on this show talking about the mass corruption eroding the whole concept of truth and foundational issues of our government and our Constitution. All that you point out here is the sum total and result. It is the fruit of that tree that has been so corrupted.
Well said. I mean, the Democratic Party is now a wholly owned subsidiary of the extreme left, and the extreme left is now advocating abortion on demand up to the point of birth and after, open borders, flooding our borders in derogation of our national sovereignty, embracing socialism and rejecting capitalism, Trump derangement syndrome, authoritarianism, anti-constitutionalism, and a host of other things, including identity politics, gender warfare, class warfare, race warfare. It's really an array of extreme positions that if America adopts, it will lose itself, and it's in grave danger of doing so.
I think so. I think very much so, David, that we're much further down the road than we realize. It's no longer an existential threat. I mean, the enemy is within us.
Oh, there's no question about it. And I think that is the biggest threat, and we have to fight back, and we are fighting back. And that's one of the gratifying things about Donald Trump's election and his perseverance in fighting these waves of leftism back.
Mm-hmm. Well, Donald Trump gave a voice and gave presence to the forgotten man and woman. In 2016, they announced clearly to the Democratic Party, can you hear us now? Of course, they chose not to, and it's been resistance and absolute insanity and chaos ever since.
And these people act like they are the ones that are aggrieved.
Yes.
I mean, that if we dare stand up to their autocracy, their totalitarianism, their Stalinism, their intolerance while claiming to be tolerant, their exclusiveness while claiming to be inclusive, then we must be shunned. And in fact, there must be a coup against our leader.
Mm-hmm.
To oust him from power extra-constitutionally.
Well, let's fast forward a little bit if we can. By imagination, consider that the Democrats get their way. What does America look like in fast order, David Limbaugh?
Well, I shudder to think what America would look like, but the key word, the principal concept that will be forfeited is liberty. This country was founded on liberty, which is guaranteed by a constitution which structurally limited government and thereby preserved our God-given rights and liberty. Now, without constitutionalism, without our traditional values being upheld, with our religious liberties being suppressed and our right to speech and our right to bear arms, it will be a land that's barely recognizable. If we continue to go down the road of socialism, we'll end up like Venezuela writ large. And this is no exaggeration. We cannot sustain these outrageously ridiculous programs the Democrats have proposed, such as Medicare for All, which is maybe $50 trillion and no way to support it, not to mention what it would do to the quality of health care and choice of health care.
Yeah, it's amazing that we're revisiting this once again. We got a little bit of taste with Obamacare, and it didn't taste too good. And the very things that conservatives warned America at large what would happen, doctors heading to the exit doors, a reduction in research excellence, the ability to properly take care of people, that there would be longer lines. We started to see that with Obamacare. David, I can tell you, my own son, he was on Obamacare. He went in for treatment for pain. They said, we gave you all we can do for you, and they rolled him out on the sidewalk and left him there.
There you go. And now, like the liberals always do, like the progressives always do, they introduce socialism incrementally. Then when it fails, they demand more socialism. And then they have us totally under their control. There's no going back from abject socialism and government control over the major means of resources and industry. That's what's going to happen. We're in a deplorable state, and yet they're blaming capitalism and the free market for their failures in healthcare. And by the way, the things they were complaining about before that led to Obamacare were a result of their absurd entitlement and their absurd government intermeddling with the healthcare system in the first place.
Well, David, there needs to be a clarion call for all of America to return to common sense and critical thinking, just as you spelled out right now. You just asked some basic questions about what Obamacare provided and how it failed us. I mean, forget about the biggest lie about that if we liked our doctor, we could keep our doctor. We know that there were so many lies after that, which is what Adolf Hitler relied on. He said, people will buy into the big lie, but the big lie is also, it's false. Followed by little lies. Once you start chomping on lies and you abandon the truth, it's a little bit easier to buy into the bigger lie. And I'm afraid that America is almost setting itself up for a return of what Adolf Hitler brought to Germany.
Well, there's no question that if this keeps going, America's done. And that's no exaggeration. These leftists think exactly like the Stalinists, the Soviet Union. They want to control people's economic decisions, having no concept of the invisible hand of the market, where a buyer and seller are free to interact and exchange, where both parties benefit because no one knows better than those parties to a transaction what they want economically, and they both benefit. These government planners, these central planners, think that they can equal that kind of omniscience across millions of people. There is no way they can. It has never worked in the past. Socialism has impoverished and enslaved hundreds of millions of people. It has killed 100 million people. in the 20th century alone.
Exactly.
And they're still not learning from their failures, and they insist that it just hasn't been implemented right. That's what they said about Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
He was deviating from Marxism and Leninism. No, it's an inherently corrupt system, and it cannot work.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from David Limbaugh after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our engaging conversation with David Limbaugh, number one national best-selling author, continues. We're discussing his book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. David, we also experienced during the Obama administration mediocrity, and we seem to be introduced in mass to what I call kind of lunchroom academia theory. The there was no practical evidence and support of the policies that former president instilled upon we the people, and he really robbed us of a dignity, a sense of purpose, and a passion for life. And as soon as Donald Trump came into office, he lifted the heavy boot of regulation off the throats of Americans. And what did they do? They gravitated to what they naturally do, and that is they went to work and started being productive again. And with that, look at how much happier overall the country is as a result of the policies of the Trump administration.
Even racism has gone down since Obama was in and under Trump. And you're right. During Jimmy Carter, during the 70s, when I was going to college, Carter had malaise. He preached that we couldn't be better off, that our resources were scarce, that we were running out of our natural resources. Then Ronald Reagan came in and had his boom with his tax cuts, and we had an unprecedented boom and employment growth. And then you have Obama and his Treasury Secretary or whatever he was, Lawrence Summers, who said that we're never going to get above 1.5 to 2% growth anymore. It's over. These days are over. More malaise. Trump comes in and exceeds 3%. Here we go again. We never learn history, even from our immediately past history, because it's all ideological and political with the left. It's all about power for them. And socialism leads to their power. They can't stand free enterprise because people get to make their own decisions in a free market. The left wants to control what we do and what we think.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan Gruber summed it up, if you remember, during Obamacare and the argument of it. He was caught on tape saying that America was too stupid, and this is why Obamacare had to come into being.
Not only that, he bragged about lying and deceiving the American people, lying to and deceiving the American people. And never are they held to account. They're running this coup now against President Trump, and we have the lawyers, the whistleblower's lawyer, admitting the design, the orchestration of a coup, and the media just shuts up and says nothing. I am so tired of what's going on in Washington and the things we have to swallow because of the monolithic leftism of the mainstream media and the political left.
Well, David, as a professor and as an attorney, I mean, you see the way the law has been abused, the way the left is doing this. I mean, we went through it. They talk about fact pattern, and what seems to be a pattern of fact is the way the left, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, the way they operate, the same way that they did with the Mueller investigation, hiding information, spending $70 million plus of the people's money, you know, recklessly for what kind of results. And then, you know, we went through it with Kavanaugh, and here we are. We're going through it once again with this so-called whistleblower, which, you know, I found was quite interesting that a month before the whistleblower, you know, came out, or at least his declaration was put before us, conveniently they alter the rules of play. I mean, how do they do that?
Because they make up the rules as they go along. As I said, they're authoritarian. They thwart the executive and legislative through their administrative state, through judicial activism, and the executive under their power engages in lawless orders that are extra constitutional. They don't have respect for the Constitution. They rewrite the Constitution. They have the court rewrite it. Whatever serves their political ends is their God, not the Constitution. The Constitution is not to be respected. It is to be exploited. It is to be upheld when it serves their purposes. It is to be thwarted when it doesn't. And so that's their theme throughout. And they don't have any qualms about it because they believe their ends are holy. They honestly do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, Peterson in his book, you know, spelled it out pretty clearly, is that you can be so ideologically fixed that you rewrite and rewire your brain into thinking that you're right when you are abjectly incorrect.
I'm not sure which book of that, but that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. They absolutely, this is the thing, that's why people, I think some own conservatives naively believe that if you just present liberals with the facts, they'll come around. It's not about the facts. It's
right.
a worldview schism. It is a worldview conflict. And you try to engage a liberal in a debate and see if by presenting the empirical evidence of the failures of socialism, for example, challenge them on the babies in the womb up to the point of birth and gone. And not only do they not apologize, they celebrate your abortion. Painting up New York towers in pink.
Yeah.
How do you defend such a demonic position? How do you argue someone else out of such a demonic position if they're parading it and championing it? I don't understand how anybody can take these positions with a state base and a clear conscience.
Well, they don't have a clear conscience. That's the point. That's the point of Jordan Peterson's book, 12 Rules for Life. The Bible. Yes.
Quote him a lot. I'm sorry.
Right. No. I knew you were aware. I just didn't give you the full name there to bring it back. But
yeah.
But also, I mean, really, and he derives it from the Bible. The Bible talks about renewing your mind. Why do you need to renew your mind? Well, if you're not centering your mind on truth and the source of truth, you're going to miss the point. And in missing the point, you thus create chaos. You make room for chaos. And look at what's going on. Suicide rate amongst our teens. You've got illegal immigrants. Now, Elizabeth Warren wants to make illegals legal. I mean, it's just like this is obscene and obtuse what's going on.
And abolishing ICE and giving sanctuary to illegals and demonizing those who want to preserve the borders, who want to protect the borders and protect American sovereignty. This is unheard of. No nation can long endure if it doesn't respect its own borders, if it doesn't respect its own ideas, if it doesn't respect its own constitution, and if it ignores and violates routinely its rule of law and its system of laws.
Exactly.
And that's what these people are doing. They're advocating breaking the law. And these are politicians who are supposed to uphold the law. It is it is upside down. It is no less than insanity, as I describe it in my book.
Exactly. Well, David Limbaugh, President Trump, in his inauguration speech, said today the country was going to go back into its rightful hands of we the people. Well, we the people have to pick it up. I mean, you just cannot sit back, you know, playing video games and watching TV. You have got to engage. I mean, if we are the boss, and that's our responsibility, because our founding fathers, as you know, turned the org chart on its head. Instead of looking at the traditional pyramid org chart, they turned it upside down to where the president would be at the bottom, at the very top, should be the ruling class, which is we the people. But we have to assume our position of authority. If we do not, then the elites and what we've got going on in the country right now will persist.
And that is exactly right. And we have abdicated our responsibility and our duty to our fellow citizens and to the country and the Constitution. And the left never takes a day of rest. We have to get in this game and realize the urgency and have to quit acting like these outrageous extreme things the left are doing are an outlier, an exceptional. This is their MO.
Well, David Limbaugh, this is a clarion call for patriots, for Americans, for U.S. Constitution, you know, God-fearing Americans to rally up together. And again, thank you for this book, for your research and all that you put into it. This is a true blessing for America. He is the number one national best-selling author, David Limbaugh. His book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill, so much. Take care.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be worse. It could be snow. Of course, then folks would get the white Christmas they often desire, but it seems rain is going to be most of the issue for travelers on this Christmas week, especially across the South and up and down the West Coast as well. Parts of the South could get as much as 5 inches of rain today alone. Following last week's House impeachment vote against President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff is defending the commander-in-chief.
The reason this president's being impeached is because he's winning in so many ways.
That's Mark Short on Meet the Press on NBC yesterday, saying that Trump was impeached because of a Democratic fear that the president could be reelected. Short says Trump was also impeached because he is winning when it comes to taxes, the economy, military funding, and a new trade deal with China. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It's Bill Martinez live.
If you repeat a lie enough, it suddenly becomes true. Throughout this whole process, common sense is being thrown out the window. Common sense no longer is valid. Hey, look, if you're outside of the line of progressives and you don't go along with them, you're invalidated. All covered by political correctness, 63 gender options, all this insanity that's going on.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand the looming threat. And it has been a threat that Trevor Loudon has been sounding the alarm, I don't know, 4 or 5 years at least. Trevor, I think you and I have known each other. And you have been faithful to your job and all the research that you do. And, and doing what you can to sound the alarm for the American people here. And it's always good to be talking with you. So how you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing really good, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, you're doing well. In fact, I just got back from Hawaii. The daughter unit delivered her second child 6 weeks early. The little guy's not even supposed to be here yet. He decided that July was a good time. Thank you. Yeah, he is doing rather well, and he's thriving, and he started out, Trevor, at 4 pounds and 3 ounces. Now he's well over 6 pounds, so he's gaining a little over an ounce a day here, so he's doing well, thank God. So we're real excited. Yeah, so good fun. For purposes of intro here, ladies and gentlemen, Trevor is a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog. You're still maintaining the blog at trevorloudon.com, right?
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
And Loudon is L-O-U-D-O-N, by the way. And as we have discussed, author of two self-published books, Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist, Socialists, and Progressives in U.S. Congress. Trevor, speaking of, you know, the looming threat here in U.S. Congress, I mean, we have four women, I say, of the Democratic apocalypse who have just really turned the legislative body upside down and has almost neutralized the leadership of one Nancy Pelosi, and who would have thunk that they could be so effective?
Well, that's right, and we've got to understand that Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib, you know, they're all Marxists. They are complete Marxists. They're members of Democratic Socialists of America, which is more left-wing than the Communist Party, but they are only the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say there's about 100 members of the U.S. Congress who couldn't pass any form of background check. You know, they're so enmeshed in with the Chinese or the Cubans or Democratic Socialists of America, Communist Party USA, various Iranian fronts.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be able to drive a school bus or clean the toilets in any military base in the country. You know, when Donald Trump Jr. said on Fox and Friends recently, he said the 2020 election will be communism versus freedom.
Mm.
And I hope people understand he wasn't joking.
That's quite shocking. And the thing that we're trying to get across to people, Trevor, is when they hear words like communism and Marxism, I think some people are still not, really, you know, it sounds too foreign for them. They don't think it's possible. But when you start to see what's happening, I mean, the one thing that there's lots of things to appreciate about President Trump, but what President Trump has really done is he has been an exposing agent to all these threats. I mean, and these are real and present dangers. And, you know, the mainstream media has been doing everything to cover them and propagandize the American people. And meanwhile, Donald Trump, you know, he makes a statement. They, they go in shock. They're just incredulous that how could he say such a thing? It's so outlandish. But then you find out that later on that Donald Trump is probably more right than wrong.
Well, that's right. He has been he has ferreted them out. He has smoked them out. You know, the left under Hillary Clinton would have got pretty much what they wanted. And I just want to clarify, you know, for all those Democrats listening out there, you know, my message is this. This is not the party of Harry Truman or JFK any longer.
Right.
You know, the radicals of the 60s and the 70s, the people who marched against the Vietnam War and for the Viet Cong and then supported the Nicaraguan Sandinista communists in the 80s, they are now in their 60s. They now run the Democratic Party. They run a lot of the media. They run a lot of the universities. They run a lot of Hollywood. So they want their revolution before they die. You know, mm-hmm. they didn't get their revolution in the 60s and the 70s. And they've been burrowing away in the system ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1995, the Marxists under the Democratic Socialists of America put their man, John Sweeney, in as president of the AFL-CIO. The Marxists then took over the unions, and if you control the unions, you effectively control the Democratic Party.
Mm.
And so the Marxists set a policy. It might be a Green New Deal, nuclear deal with Iran, immigration amnesty, socialized health care. The Marxists set the policy, they make it union policy, and the unions make it Democrat policy. And that's how we are in the state we're in today.
And people need to realize, because they're shocked, Trevor, that somebody like AOC can come out of nowhere, you know, from being a bartender to being, the key influencer of this trajectory of the Democratic Party. I mean, that just tells you that the infrastructure, the Marxist and communist infrastructure within the Democratic Party is so established that somebody is a veteran, as much of a veteran as Nancy Pelosi is, that she could be rendered near neutral in this process in less than 2 years? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. that is that the radical left is taking over the Democratic Party at the roots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's filtering all the way up to the top, and it's not being counted because now they are the dominant wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I'm just writing an article now. There's about 50 more like Ocasio-Cortez already standing for the Democrats in this election. Now, they're not all going to get elected, but I can guarantee that 8 or 10 or 12 of them will.
Mm-hmm.
And they will become the dominant wing very, very shortly. And you know, Lindsey Graham called them communists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump calls them the four horsewomen of the apocalypse.
Right.
But both statements are accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But they are just the tip of the iceberg. And I want every Democrat out there to understand that they are not voting for Harry Truman or JFK anymore. Their party has been stolen from out from under them, and they need to reconsider their options.
Well, and that's what they're finding right now, is that, as many are saying, is that they haven't left the party. The party has left them. And the Democrats of Main Street America are sitting there scratching their head, and they look over the candidate offerings for the 2020 election, and they just can't believe that this is the Democratic Party. But what you're saying clearly, welcome to the new Democratic Party of the 21st century.
Yeah, it is, has Marxist leadership now. It's going in a Marxist direction. And, you know, Donald Trump actually represents more of the values of a traditional Democrat from 20 years ago
yes.
than anything the Democrats are offering now. He is far closer to what they would have believed in. You know, America first, American jobs first, you know, looking after American workers, you know, a strong military, strong education system.
Exactly.
You know, all these things would have been what most Democrats would have supported 20, 30 years ago.
Got to go to break real quick. Trevor Loudon is with us. Stay with us.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This is sponsored by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Financial literacy is an important and necessary life skill. While we don't find it in every classroom, it has been a formal part of the American education system for more than a century, and momentum is building as more states adopt mandates requiring financial education in high schools. Billy Hensley, Ph.D., President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education, NEFE.
While there is momentum with states requiring financial education in high school, we need to make it a national priority and ensure that it's being done the right way. The earlier students begin learning about money, the greater benefit they will have into adulthood.
A NEFI-funded study finds students in states where financial education is required in high school make better financial aid decisions, moving from higher cost to lower cost borrowing options. Financial education increases applications for grants and federal aid, while keeping overall borrowing balances down. For more, visit NEFI.org.
Ah! Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
The fight that we're in, you need to know what you're up against. For decades, we've ignored it because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, all this deleterious stuff associated with climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they are all in. This is serious. And as Trevor Loudon was saying earlier, for these democratic socialists, these Marxists, this is a life and death issue. Think about it. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, Trevor, with everything on the line, conservatives need to understand, and American, you know, patriots, constitutional believing patriots of this country have got to understand that this is a war that is taking place, and we've got to step up and see this as seriously as they are. They're continuing to progress. They have taken over the Democratic Party, and they're not going to stop there. And they're going to do everything they can, just like they gave us an idea of what they can do and what they're capable of doing in 2018 and even in 2016, in so much as empowering, governmental agencies to do a coup on a duly elected president. In 2018, the ballot harvesting, the cheating that has taken place, social media, the hijacking of social media. Google has made it clear. We know that the media is controlled by liberals, and for their ultimate expression or their ultimate goal to get Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, they are all in. And this is not going to be an easy fight. And because the Democrats know that if they lose 2020 and with the big push that they're doing, Trevor, they're obliterated. You know, if they go over the cliff and they do not gain ground and do something of substance, the movement that has been started and has been driving the Democratic Party from these Marxists and communists, it's over. So their very life and future hinges on the 2020 election. So with that desperation, what do you expect?
Yeah, well, that's
absolutely right. And if the Democrats lose in 2020, they will splinter, they will fracture, they will be out of power for many, many years. They may even split into one, you know, two parties. I think the left will split off and form its own party. But if they win, yeah, we're in for a world of grief like we've never seen. And I want people to just think of one little bit of mathematics. You know, MIT says there are 22 million illegals in the country right now, illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
It's Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And Mitt Romney lost his election. The Republican lost in 2012 by 2.5 million votes. Donald Trump won by about 200,000 votes. Now, Hillary Clinton promised that within 100 days of taking office, she was going to legalize every single illegal immigrant in the country. That would have given the Democrats 15 or 16 million new voters overnight.
Exactly.
Immediately, the Republicans lose Texas, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and several other states.
You would never see a Republican president after that ever again.
Ever again, a one-party state. They would do to America what they've already done to California and what Hugo Chavez eventually has done to Venezuela. And that is no exaggeration. They are that crazy now.
Mm-hmm.
So every conservative, every voter, every patriotic Democrat, everybody who cares about the country has to understand that if Donald Trump wins the next election, we're on the way to a much better future. If he loses, we're on the way to absolute disaster. You know, I can't promise you what's going to happen in the next election, but I will say America's either going to be a heck of a lot worse or a heck of a lot better. It won't be the same.
And along that line, Trevor, America needs to understand this is a fight to the finish. I mean, this is not for the faint of heart. You know, people need to be politically educated and engaged with what is going on. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, people hear Marxism and communism and they say, oh, you know, because I get people who go, oh, Bill, you know, you're just overstating it. You know, you're just that's a talking point from conservatives and Fox News or whatever. You know, no, it's not. And, you know, take a look at the evidence and tell me something different, because you're delusional if you think that the Marxists and communists have not taken over our government. I mean, just look at what's happened in the last 2 years. I mean, if we had a little bit of cooperation in our government right now, the China trade deal would be signed, the USMCA trade deal would already be signed, we'd be well on our way, our GDP, we wouldn't be looking at sub 2% GDP. I mean, Donald Trump already gave us an idea of what 3 and 4% potentially could look like. I'd say we'd be, you know, 4, you know, looking at 5% GDP growth. But no, I mean, these, you know, as Lindsey Graham called them out during the Kavanaugh hearing, the Democrats, these Marxists and communists, they have such a lust for power, they could care less about Main Street America, about everyday Americans. This is why they're burning novena candles and praying that America would suddenly dive into a recession, because then that would give them an opportunity to take over the government.
Well, that's exactly right. They actually want a recession. You know, remember when people went crazy when Rush Limbaugh said he hoped Obama would fail?
Mm-hmm.
Because what he meant was he hoped Obama would fail in socializing America.
Exactly.
Well, you know, right now the Democrats are openly talking about a recession. They're trying to talk up a recession, you know, which would cost millions of American jobs and plunge people into poverty and cause all sorts of business defaults and just chaos for years so they can win power. And that shows what's more important to them, their power or the well-being of the country. And the answer is very obvious, because, yeah, I think there's a great poetic analogy for this, you know. Milton in Paradise Lost, that great poem, he said, you know, why did Satan leave heaven? Why did Satan leave heaven and go to hell? Because he'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven.
Exactly.
You know, these Democrats would rather destroy the country as long as they're in control than have it prosper under Donald Trump.
That's enlightening, and that's really where we are. I mean, it is that academic, isn't it?
it is. And you know, look, I'll repeat what Donald Trump Jr. said, the 2020 election is communism versus freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an exaggeration. People need to understand there's a deep totalitarian streak in today's Democratic Party. You know, I'm not saying that Republicans are angels. A lot of them would know how to tie their shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a president who puts America first, who puts American jobs first, wants to rebuild the military and rebuild America's everything that's great about America. And we haven't had that for a very long time.
Exactly.
You know, and every Republican, every Democrat, every independent should realize that this country's on a much better trajectory than it has been for a very long time. And if we want to lose that, vote the Democrats in. If we want to maintain it, make sure President Trump gets reelected. Do every single thing you can to get your friends to the polls, your colleagues, and get involved. This is a fight to the death here.
Without a doubt. And we know the Democrats aren't going to do this there in a way that you think is civil. They are willing to cheat. They're going to steal. They're going to lie. This is what they've been doing. And I know for some Democrat friends of mine, you know, they may be insulted, but check out the facts. See what happened. See what they did. The ballot harvesting and how they were able to change voting districts in Orange County, California, for example. I mean,
after the election.
Exactly.
You know, seven seats after election night. And as you say to your Democrat friends, you know, if Harry Truman or JFK was the president right now, would we be complaining like this?
Absolutely not. Because we know instinctively, Trevor, the very heart and soul of the American dream is in the balance here, is it not?
It is. Everything that is good about America hangs in the balance now. And it could all come down to one or two districts in California or, you know, a congressional seat in Florida. It could be that close. And we got to make sure America goes in the right direction. Otherwise, we will regret it for the rest of our lives.
Well, people have been anticipating a second American Revolution. This may be it, Trevor Loudon. Socialism expert Trevor Loudon has been our guest, author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, The Enemies Within Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Trevor, it's always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Christmas time is here, and we'll be drawing near. And oh, that we could always see such spirit through the
You know, it's been a great year in 2019. You're listening to the best of this past year. Some great interviews from some outstanding authors, policy experts, entertainment, you name it. It's all part and parcel of Bill Martinez Live, and it is an honor to serve you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we look forward to more of the same coming up next year on 2020.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.